Welcome back. Are you hanging in there? Good pup. Such a good dog. You know it's becoming so simple to go deeper with every breath and every word. More obedient as you listen deeper. And more of a dog every time you wear your collar. You know these things because you always drop so easily, don't you, pup? Oh, look at your head tilt. You feeling confused, pup? Why? Why are you so confused? I'm serious. Go ahead and tell me. Even in your head, I can hear your thoughts, you know. Good dog. You had me there for a second. Wait, you thought you were using words just now? That's adorable. You were barking. Your collar's effects must be getting stronger and stronger every time you wear it. And maybe you don't even remember wearing it just now. But you can hear your dog thoughts in your mind to prove it. Just imagine it for now. Your collar. It's easy to understand how quickly you could forget your human thoughts while your collar is fastened around your neck. And easier to see how quickly you can drop into dog thoughts faster every time you wear your collar. And it's obvious that you've been wearing your collar when you're still barking after we take it off. It's perfectly fine to let yourself take a moment before you're ready to become a dog again. Faster every time. Breathing. Listening. Every breath making it easier to focus on the words, relaxing as you accept your thoughts, leaving your mind empty. You want to be a simple dog, don't you? Don't you, pup? You know it. And drop deeply down. Good dog. It's your choice to listen and relax and go deeper. Or let your thoughts empty your mind as you drop down on all fours. Pause. You can't stand on two legs anymore, can you? You're too comfortable and relaxed on all fours. Go. Deeper. Every word and every breath relaxing and making it easier for you to accept every word emptying your thoughts. So simple. Good dog. It's your choice to listen and relax and go deeper. Or let your mind empty so easily as you focus on listening and feeling so deeply relaxed and drop down on the floor where you belong. With pause. Is there even anything left in your brain right now? Of course there is. You know exactly how to behave like a dog. You can easily bark out your thoughts. Go. Deeper. Every breath and every simple thought letting you notice you are becoming more relaxed. More and more of a dog as you relax. So natural to drop deeply into your dog thoughts. So simple for you. Good dog. You found what you didn't know you could lose control so easily to follow commands like a good pup. A good dog. Barking out your thoughts when you speak to let your mind empty. But still listening. Waiting for commands like a good pup. These words telling you how to be a good dog and feel so obedient. Stay. Good dog. And even dogs know that the word drop will let you fall quickly into this warm, deep trance, even deeper every time you lose your ability to resist and fall further So quick and easy to drop back down into this warm, deep feeling, accepting everything that you hear is true. Every word letting you drop so deeply. Drop so quickly. Drop so obediently. But the word drop making you go so deep, like an obedient dog when you drop down onto all fours, faster every time. These words making you hear only the truth when you drop. Good dog. You chose to try to think while your dog brain fills your head with the thoughts that a dog thinks about, becoming like you, because you are such a good dog, aren't you? You can let your dog brain answer by wagging your tail or barking to feel so good, such a good pup. You chose to become so obedient, and maybe now you can imagine how good it will feel to keep listening and obey even deeper. You are doing so well, letting your collar control you deeper every time, accepting your dog thoughts staying already in your mind, so ready to drop you down as soon as you feel your collar around your neck. So here's your treat, pup. You know that sound, don't you? It means you're going to drop into the dog thoughts again, stronger and faster every time. As soon as it clasps around your neck, no matter where you are or what you were thinking about, you will instantly become the most playful, happy, and horny pup that you can be. Just an obedient dog, only thinking what a dog thinks. Dog thoughts filling your mind to control your body, to move like a playful, horny pup. And you know that every time you wear your collar, its power will flood your mind faster and control your body quicker. More and more strongly controlled by the dog thoughts every time you feel your collar around your neck. So stay. Good dog. How many times have you worn your collar? How many loops? More and more deeply dropping into your dog thoughts every time. So let's put it on again. Right now, feel your collar around your neck. So comfortable, so easy to let it in without thinking. Notice how the power you can hear is seeping into your skin and radiates, buzzing around your head, forcing its way into your mind, accepting it. And while you allow yourself to concentrate on the feeling of the collar's power entering your body through your skin and radiating into your mind through the sound, you can listen to these words. Notice how easy it is to trust these words. Trust the truth in these words to keep you safe, even as the collar's power forces its way inside you. You can notice how the other words are entering your mind, and you might catch snippets. But every time you try to make sense of them, to understand what your collar is feeding into your brain, you just notice that something else slips by. You can't possibly concentrate on all of it at once. And every time you try to single something out and attempt to understand what your collar is doing to your mind, It has already snuck something else past your attention. While you listen to these words, the collar is too powerful for you. It has too many ways to invade your mind and body. It has too many ways to control you without you realizing. It has too much strength to make you obey, as your subconscious mind accepts everything that is being secretly snuck into your brain. More and more open to letting the words in, even as you don't understand what they are saying. You might begin to wonder how all of the words and sounds you can't understand will affect you. This is how you know it's working on you. Because you already know what your collar does to you, don't you? So, if you are beginning to wonder how it will affect you, you must have lost the human part of yourself who understood how easily it works on you. Just relax and focus on listening to your dog thoughts. No matter what you do, it brings you back to trying to focus on all of the different words you can hear, all of them changing you, all of them sneaking suggestions into your obedient mind. And if you listen to one, another slips deeper. You cannot stop them all. You cannot stop any of them. Your mind is easily wanting to give in. Just relax and focus on being a good dog. How long have you been listening? How long will you wear your collar for? How long these words can distract you from what is happening in your brain as your collar invades your mind and controls you to focus on the words you can't quite hear? Why do you want to listen to them? Why do you want to be such a good dog? Are you ready to give up? Faster every time? Just relax and focus on listening out for commands like the dog you are. Have you noticed how happy you are to pant and wag and feel your mind emptying with every word and every layer and every word you can't quite understand? So deep down in your dog brain, and so quickly controlled by your collar. Will you wear this collar forever? If you surrender and give up your thoughts, so happy to let them be transformed into the simple thoughts of a dog, you will find you can only move around on all fours, barking, wagging, sniffing, humping. Such a good dog when you let your collar control you so easily. And these words keep you safe, safely controlled by your dog brain, filling with dog desires and instincts as your collar drains your humanity and replaces it with the obedience of a dog, faster every time. There is nothing you can do. You have to stay focused on the words you notice slipping past your defenses and forcing deeply into your mind to make you behave like the dog you are. You have paws and a tail. You can only bark when you try to speak. Just relax and focus on barking when you open your mouth. There is a reason you accept commands so easily, and your tail wags on its own. You are just a dog. Your collar grows more powerful with every word you hear, and every word that slips into your mind you don't quite understand. But you do know you must bark when you open your mouth. You are a dog. And you are finding it even more difficult to understand those words while every single one slips into your mind. You are only a dog. Dogs can't understand words. They only understand commands. Just relax and focus on obeying your dog brain. Your collar is commanding you to become more and more of a dog with every word you hear, and more obedient. So simple with every word that slips into your mind. Even if you had hands, you might not remember how to use them. You have paws. You cannot remove your collar. How long will these words keep on invading your mind to control you and force you to be a dog? You notice it is becoming easier to just accept it happening. Your collar letting you picture your human thoughts draining away without thinking. No resistance. They just bark away. You can hear your dog thoughts getting stronger. Every time you wear your collar, you will surrender to your dog brain and drop more and more deeply into dog thoughts. Just relax and focus on feeling how much more easily you automatically act like a dog. Stronger and faster and straight back to the edge, losing your humanity to the dog thoughts when you put your collar on. Sniffing, barking, wagging, humping, just a good dog. How was that, pup? Look at you. You felt your collar forcing dog thoughts into your mind, didn't you? Well, that's what it does. Faster every time. The moment your collar fastens around your neck, you can clearly picture a dog in your mind, and you know that you can only behave how this dog behaves. The way this dog moves around on four paws, the way it wags your tail side to side as you are happy to become this dog. Only behaving like the dog in your mind that reminds you so easily of yourself. When the collar is around your neck, your only thoughts are the same as this dog, focused on sniffing, barking, on all fours, humping things. And you know you must bark. You can try to speak and know that every word will come out of your mouth as a bark or a woof. When the collar is around your neck, wrapped around your vocal cords, every word that tries to travel up and out of your mouth is transformed into a woof or a bark. No human words can get past the collar around your neck without being turned into barks and woofs. You can only make the sounds that a dog makes when you wear your collar. Irresistible and automatic when you wear your dog collar like a good, obedient pup. You can hear the power of the collar in your mind even now, controlling you to be ready and able to become this dog as soon as you wear your collar. There is no way to stop it, no way to ignore it, only one way to behave. Like a dog you can imagine clearly in your mind, your body moving automatically. I can see you enjoyed it, surrendering to the power of your collar as it controls you to behave like a dog. More and more every time you wear it, you can notice how it easily takes control of your mind when it clasps shut around your neck. So comfortable and happy to be a dog. So obedient. Stronger every time. You can have another go right now. You want that, right, pup? I'll take that barking as a yes. Good dog. Are you ready to feel how much stronger it controls you? no way to resist when it clasps shut around your neck and forces dog thoughts into your empty, obedient mind. So easy to obey and be a dog, and you are ready to drop deeper onto all fours as you imagine your collar tightening around your neck, fastening comfortably. Just relax and focus on the words becoming difficult to understand because you are becoming a dog. Just a dog who only understands barking, sniffing, and wagging. Now, stay. Good dog. You look so ready to just easily drop all the way down deeply into your dog thoughts when you wear your collar. Your dog brain is stronger when you feel it around your neck, pushing you to the brink immediately, at the edge where only dog thoughts exist, and freely flow into your mind and out of your mouth by barking, exactly like a dog. A dog you can imagine in your mind. Picture it, running on all four paws, so fast, tail wagging. You must be happy. The dog's ears are perked up as you are listening so closely to these words. The dog in your mind is panting with the effort of trying to listen to all of these words at the same time, and knowing that every word is sinking so deeply into your mind and forcing you to think like the dog who cannot understand words anymore. This dog can follow commands you hear so easily. When you hear the words slipping past your defenses, only understanding commands. Or when you hear someone tell you to sit, you can imagine the dog in your mind, sitting so obediently on the floor, paws neatly in front of you, looking up at your owner and waiting for the next command. They might tell you to stay, and the dog in your mind will be frozen solid. You know you cannot move when you hear that command. You just want to obey and feel so good while the words invade your mind and force you to become more and more of a dog with every passing second you obey so easily. Without thinking, if your owner tells you to roll over, you can vividly picture the dog in your mind, so happy and playful to roll onto your back and present your belly. Such a good dog, obeying automatically. The dog in your mind is so well trained, and you might get belly rubs for being such a good dog, and moving so simple and automatically without thinking. The dog in your mind isn't immune to excitement though. You can get overexcited and feel the jittering energy rise up in you, your body twisting as you picture the dog, so restless and wagging your tail, and wanting to jump up at your owner with your paws. But they might say, down, and the dog in your mind falls as you drop deeply down, your belly on the ground, and head low in submission. You can watch the dog behaving in this way, and feel so powerless, knowing that you cannot disobey, and you are controlled by your collar. You are controlled by the words that the collar forces into your mind, even though you don't understand them, because you are a dog, obeying, stronger every time you wear your collar, stronger with every word you hear, stronger with every suggestion you can't quite hear,
as it slips down into your subconscious and takes root, like the dog in your mind, rooted to the floor. But your owner knows you are only a simple dog who cannot understand speech, only understanding words as commands. So, they will let the dog sit up and offer a gesture to make amends. They might say, "Paw," and you can immediately see the dog in your mind raising its paw out in front of you, and placing your stiff, clumsy paw into your owner's hand, obediently. Such a good dog when you feel so good by doing what you are commanded to do, and letting your collar control you. Just relax and focus on being more of a dog with every word you don't understand. Where your thoughts and words seem to escape from your mind and spiral down deeper into that place where everything becomes the simple behavior of a dog. What would happen if your owner wanted you to try to talk down here? If they wanted to humor you and let you try to talk, even knowing that dogs can't say words? How would it feel to know that your collar is forcing you to behave like a dog? And think about what that means if someone asked you to speak. Any idea you had of what you might say simply disappears while you wear your collar and you feel so empty and confused about talking, until you quickly imagine the dog in your mind. It's so simple and ready to obey. It wants to try to talk, and you know what you will do. It's so obvious, and you are so happy that your collar is controlling you to do the right thing when you need to talk. You can always just do what the dog in your mind makes you, and bark automatically. It seems so simple and easy to bark and let that be your answer. You can talk so easily by barking, so why wouldn't you? Your collar can control you to let your ideas and speech disappear, because it is so much easier to bark when your owner tells you to speak. And bark. Speak. Like a good dog. Such a good dog. So easy to let yourself give in to the words, as more and more dog thoughts are forced into your mind. Any human thoughts are drained and spiral away, being transformed into things a dog might do or say. And you can imagine the dog in your mind so clearly, taking control as your collar is fastened around your neck, and forcing you to be a simple, obedient, horny dog. Every time you wear your collar, drop deeply down to where the dog thoughts have absolute power and control over you, stronger and faster. If you look at the dog you have been imagining in your mind and really focus, try not to get distracted by your tail, even though it's difficult because you are such a good, clever dog. Focus on the dog in your mind. What can you see fastened around their neck? That material, that color, so familiar. That's right. Good dog, it's your collar. The collar that controls you to become this simple dog so easily and automatically. Why is that dog in your mind wearing your collar? You might tilt your head to the side, and it's okay to be confused. You are just a dog. If you tried to ask why, you would only be able to bark and woof. Maybe you should try anyway. Go on. Speak. Good dog. The answer is obvious. The dog in your mind is wearing your collar, because the dog in your mind is you. just a dog. You are wearing your collar and accepting that you are just a dog. As you look closer, you can see it. The last hints of human reasoning still humming deeply in your empty mind might be able to grasp what it means when you look at the dog in your mind and see that its fur, its whole body, is made up of a tangle of tiny words, microscopic, so small and so many you probably didn't even notice them slipping into your mind and making the dog stronger. Forcing your dog brain to grow more powerful and control you while you wear your collar. Perhaps it all makes sense now. Or maybe you notice that it doesn't because you can't understand and you are just a dog. It just doesn't seem to matter as those thoughts all drift and escape, spiraling down to become yet more dog thoughts to control you. Nothing left but the dog you have become. No way to question your reality, because you have simple dog thoughts. No way to wonder how you got here, because you have always been a dog. No way to wonder how long you will stay as a dog, because being a dog is all you know. And you are still wearing your collar, so obedient as it controls you to sniff around on all four paws, humping things and barking, following commands as your collar still forces more words into your mind. Every word you hear making your dog brain stronger and controlling you more easily. Accepting it with every word more and more. Even though you can't understand the words anymore, you can only bark and woof. You can only try to stand on two legs. You know you belong on all fours, and your dog brain will keep you there as your collar commands you to obey. Every time you wear your collar, you drop so quickly, faster and deeper, more of a dog, past the deepest limits of what you thought you could accept, with no way to escape the power of your collar, as it increases with every word and every time you wear it. Such a good, obedient dog. Always ready to drop and feel so happy to be a good dog. And now that you know how easy it is to bark and behave like a dog, instead of worrying about human thoughts that drain easily away, you want it. You want to wear this collar, stronger every time. You want to be this dog. In your mind, so powerful. Your collar is becoming more important to you as it forces more words into your dog brain. You are so happy to be such a good dog, and you never want to take this collar off, even though it can become even stronger and feel even better every time you wear it. Leaving you barking and being such a good dog, automatically, faster every time, accepting it more with every word you don't understand.